The word today is incarnation. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Jesus, the world's Savior, took on a human body, what we typically refer to as his birth in Bethlehem. But often the role of the Holy Spirit is overlooked in that important event. Here to share more about the Holy Spirit and the coming of the Lord Jesus is Pastor Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Incarnation.
One of the great mysteries of God, and something I love to contemplate, is the Trinity. The Trinity is this nature of God where he is three persons in one God, and all three work in a coordinated fashion. All three are together. They're never at odds. They're never acting independently or apart from each other. It's always in synchronicity. And we have such an amazingly difficult time comprehending this idea of the Trinity. And yet, this is what we are taught in the Scriptures, is that God is three persons and all one. And we're going to think about that a little bit as we specifically take a look at the role of the Holy Spirit as it pertains to the coming of Jesus, his incarnation. I was talking about the incarnation of Jesus not too long ago, and as I was looking over the Gospel of Matthew, it struck me how little we talk about the role of the Holy Spirit in the coming of Christ. Let me share with you this well-known account of the birth of Christ from Matthew, but I'd like for you to think about the role of the Holy Spirit here. It says in Matthew 1, "This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, in other words, they had had no sexual intimacy, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly." Now let me pause for a second, because some people might find that confusing to say, well, wait a minute, they had no intimacy, but yet he was thinking about divorcing her. In the ancient Jewish world, couples that were engaged were seen as everything but married, except they had not actually been united physically together. And this part of their relationship had not been consummated. This was very typical. And so it was seen in the ancient times that if persons were engaged, then they broke up, so to speak, they would have been considered divorced. And that's what's being talked about here. All right, now continuing with an emphasis on the Holy Spirit. "But after he," that is Joseph, "had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, and it said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.'" All right, let's stop there for the time being. I might refer to it again in just a few minutes, but you get the nuance of this. The theme of this is that the Holy Spirit is involved here. And this is such a mysterious thing about, what do you mean what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit? God's word is very discreet. It is very general here. It doesn't describe in details what's happening. However, suffice it to say that the Holy Spirit is involved in these great creative acts of God. And you think back to the Genesis account of the creation of the universe, and there is the Holy Spirit again. And once again, he's just described generally as brooding over the waters. You think of this like someone who's in a kitchen, cooking, making some food, the way they brood over the stove and the way they are over the counter, making sure that it is all coming together properly. Well, in the same way, the Holy Spirit is just spoken of in general terms there. He's not described in detail what he is doing. And so it's very similar to the creation account, where when Christ comes into the womb of Mary, it's not given in detail, it's just generally stated, as is this mysterious work of the Holy Spirit. One thing we need to recognize about this and the incarnation of Jesus is that in the creed, the Christian creed, the Apostles' Creed, we talk about was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. So much emphasis has been placed on Mary, and I don't want to diminish her in any way or disrespect her, but I think it needs to be made clear that Mary was simply another sinful human being, a woman who was at the time a virgin and who was used by God in this wonderful, unique way, but certainly she was not any more pure or any more perfect than any other believer. This needs to be understood. In fact, in the scriptures, we see that Mary sometimes gets in the way of Jesus and actually causes him a little bit of issues in his ministry. What we need to do, instead of elevating Mary and making her into some kind of super saint, as though she's somehow sinless or was assumed bodily up into heaven and things like this, these are pious traditions, but there's no scriptural evidence for this. Instead of putting the focus on Mary, I suggest that we turn the focus a little bit more, as it says in the scriptures, toward the Holy Spirit. I mean, after all, let's tell it like it is. If there would not have been conception through the Holy Spirit, there never would have been a virgin birth. It's the Holy Spirit who is the primary mover here. He is the one that we should be lauding and praising. And instead of elevating the sinful human involved in this situation, we should be praising the Spirit of God for bringing the conception of Jesus. All right, so Jesus becomes flesh. That word is incarnate, to take on human flesh. And it's important that we understand that Jesus took on human flesh for our salvation. You know, many religions in the world teach what is called reincarnation, and that's in reference to people, as though people will go through a series of lives and deaths, that your soul transitions from one to the next. That is not what the scriptures teach. And in fact, Jesus came to save us for this life one time. There is no reincarnation. There is no series or sequence of lives. God the Creator made us once as His creatures. We have one shot, one chance in this life to find salvation in Christ. The gospel calls out and it says that Jesus is our Savior, our Messiah, that He has saved us from sin and death and hell. In the book of Hebrews, it teaches us in the 9th chapter that it is given to man once to die, and then after this, the judgment. And Jesus oftentimes uses parables and illustrations of hell. You see, the reason hell was created was as a punishment place for Satan and the demons. But those that reject God will be cast into hell. They will end up spiritually, eternally separated from God, suffering. That is not God's will for humanity. He wants us to be redeemed. He wants us to be saved from our sins. And so there is no sequence. There is no series of lives that you will live. You have this life, and at the end, at the conclusion of this life, the question will be determined, did you know the Lord Jesus? Did you come to him? Did you have faith in him? That will be the determinant for your eternal future. And that needs to be made clear. That is why Christ took on human flesh. So the point is, there is no reincarnation for humans. There is the incarnation of Christ. There is the one time God becoming man. So please understand that. That is why it is critical that you put your faith in Jesus. Jesus, through the work of the Holy Spirit, becomes flesh. It's interesting that the Holy Spirit is at work every time the Word of God is in effect, at the creation, as we just saw a moment ago, or when Jesus was speaking to the people, or how the Holy Spirit spoke through the prophets of the Old Testament or the apostles in the New Testament. The Holy Spirit is the one who brings you faith. The Holy Spirit is the one who has you put your trust in Christ. So how fitting then that the Holy Spirit would be the one who would bring God's Word made flesh, like it says in John chapter 1, the Word, that is Jesus, became flesh and dwelled among us. No wonder the Holy Spirit's involved, because Christ came to bring us the Word of God personally, the message of salvation, one-to-one, eyeball-to-eyeball. That's why it's such a fantastic, fascinating thing about the coming of Jesus and about the Holy Spirit's role in this. Remember that God, who took on flesh, who took on a body for our salvation, was this message is brought to you by the Holy Spirit so that you will understand it, so that you will love and adore Jesus, so that you will find eternal life in him. So don't give too much credit to humans. Remember the Trinity and remember the Holy Spirit, who wants you to put your hope and your faith in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.